Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, she's bringing a guy she's dating home for Thanksgiving, but there's going to be two surprises coming along with him, and that is his children, which her parents don't know anything about. All right, before we get to Chris and her dilemma, I want to make sure everybody got Cassie's email about the turkey and the turkey cam. Thank you for sending that, by the way. Shocker radio, we move a little last minute. So just want to make sure everybody's prepared. We got our turkey cam coming again this year for the Burt Show. We did it last year, Facebook Live. We're going to go live with our turkeys at 9, 8 Central this morning. So you guys read the email Cassie just sent because I want to make sure everybody stays safe and everybody leaves with their digits.
All right.
All right. So she's bringing her boyfriend home to meet the family for Thanksgiving. Chris.
Hey.
All right. So thanks for joining the show. You got a little bit of a dilemma because you're excited about your family to meet your boyfriend. However, they have no idea that he has two kids and he's bringing those children to Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, that's the plan now.
Okay. What happened?
The kids were supposed to be with their mom. So it was just going to be the two of us at my family's house, which was good because I did mention he's older than me, which they're already like on the fence about. I set them up. I said, like, don't say anything. I don't want to hear anything. But I definitely did not mention to them that he has space kids who are in double digits, 10 and 12.
Gotcha. When you told them that he was older, like how much older are we talking about here?
I'm 25 and he's 40.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. And how long have y'all been together?
It's been about a year now.
It's been a year now and your parents have yet to meet him?
Wow.
Yeah, we just haven't found the time.
No, I hear you. I mean, depending on where you live and circumstances and stuff like that, you probably would have done it sooner, but I don't think that's like out of it, extraordinary that you guys have gone a year without meeting the parents. Okay, so it was just supposed to be the two of you because I'm sure you want to ease your parents into this relationship. So meeting him in the pretty significant age difference. So why are the kids joining all of a sudden?
The baby mom was like, suddenly she just couldn't take them where she was going now.
And so your question is?
I just don't know if I should still go with and bring these kids with us or just say I have to politely cancel. It's Thanksgiving. I don't know what to do.
This is the first time your boyfriend's going to meet your parents. Mm-hmm. And the age is like, I no judgment on my end on the age, but I think for a parent, that's going to be a shock if they didn't know that you've been dating this guy for a year and there's a 15-year age gap. So my advice would be to cancel. I think you need to meet your boyfriend needs to meet your parents one-on-one. And I think throwing kids into that mix, they're not going to get to know him. That's a big shock. And that's a hard first impression.
I mean, definitely if you do decide to go with kids, you can't just roll in and like surprise. That's something you got to give your parents a heads up about.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I think you should do. I think you should speak to your parents. I mean, you've been with this guy for a year. It sounds as if you plan on being with him and it seems like you're just kicking the can down the road. I mean, it is what it is. I think you should want your family to meet him if this is who you want to be with, and he has children and they have to accept that. So what better time to get it all over with now? But just don't spring it on him. I would tell him before I show up.
For sure. I would just have a conversation over the phone with them. Just be like, hey, really excited about Thanksgiving next week. I know you're about to meet my boyfriend, who is really excited to meet you as well, but there's something I've kind of been keeping from you, and I think it's best that I say something before we just show up. And then you break the news to them about, you know, the age gap and the kids. And if that's something that they're uncomfortable with, or you can kind of tell that their response is going to be more hesitant rather than jovial, then maybe that's when you take a step back and you decide to cancel and handle this when it's not as high pressure of a situation because of the holidays.
What if you treated this with complete full transparency? What if you called up your parents and say, hey, so we have a little bit of a hiccup. I still want to bring my boyfriend to Thanksgiving so you guys can meet him. It's been long overdue. However, his ex is not able to be with the kids, and he wants to, and we're contemplating bringing them. What are your thoughts?
Ooh.
And, like, that's actually a way to bring it up. Because, I mean, it's 100% the truth. Like, it's exactly what happened.
And you're not making it like, hey, guys, here's a thing.
Yeah.
They're kids. It's just they're kids.
No, it's true, because it feels like a more mature way to handle it, because then you're just treating it like... They're his kids. Like, just because you're 25 and he's 40 doesn't mean you have to make a big deal about the fact that he's a father.
And they're going to have to meet him at some point anyway. So I mean, you might as well just go with that method and get it all over with now.
Hey, Chris, hold on, because some Burr Show listeners are calling up. They want to also give you advice. Hey, Kelly, thanks for joining the conversation. What advice do you have for Chris?
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Chris, you need to, if you plan on being with this man and in this man's children's lives, you need to get it over with.
Yeah.
Let your parents know if they like it, they like it. If they don't, toodles. I mean, you got some decisions to make, girlfriend.
Toodles.
There you go. Toodles.
Thank you, Kelly. Toodles, Kelly.
I remember being in my like early to mid 20s and really worrying about telling my parents I was moving in with my boyfriend. Because even at that age, even though you're an adult and you've probably been on your own for a while, your parents, like if you have a good relationship with them, what they say holds so much weight, and there's such a fear of disappointing them. And I think this is a crossroads. If you feel this way, this is when you're truly going to break out as you're a standalone adult who makes your own decisions, and you don't have to worry about disappointing them. And if you have a good relationship, they might push back, and you can say, this is my life. I'm an adult. These are the decisions that I've made, and they'll be happy for you.
Chris, we have another listener who wants to take the point of view of the kids. Hey, TJ, thanks for joining the conversation.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here.
Thanks.
So I do think it's an awesome idea that everybody's involved, but I think it's important to ask whether there's already going to be other children at this Thanksgiving event. Because if not, the kids aren't going to have a great time. You're going to have to entertain them the whole time. He's not going to get to meet the parents, you know, as adults, and it's going to be a tougher time.
It's a really good point. Thank you, TJ. Yeah, from the standpoint of the kids, Chris, I mean, is this the best thing? Is this the best idea for the kids?
I mean, probably not, because it was supposed to be adults only. Like, my brother's in his 30s. I mean, he doesn't have any kids yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that person was right that, like, yeah, it's going to be, they're going to be running around. It's my parents' house is not, like, kid-friendly. You know, they've got like tchotchkes and stuff all over that they could touch. So, yeah, he made a really good point that I didn't think about before.
Yeah. All right. So, well, Chris, if you want to rip this Band-Aid and you're ready to like to come clean, technically you haven't lied, but you have withheld pertinent information. Maybe you just hit up your parents and be like, hey, so, yeah, there's been a little glitch in the plans. I don't want to call kids a glitch. Kids aren't glitches. There's been a little change of plans.
Like, or
that felt really bad to call them a glitch.
Or you could just show up and it'd be a total surprise and you just sit back and watch the fireworks, because kids love fireworks.
Oh, okay, Tommy. Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. All right. Hey, Chris, we would love to check back in with you after Thanksgiving and see how everything went, okay?
Yeah, okay, sure, great.
All right.
Good
luck.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.